This episode is brought to you by Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister is a queer-owned, award-winning erotic boutique in Providence, Rhode Island.
As a sex shop that actively celebrates all sexualities, Mr. Sister focuses on listening to personalized client needs.
Featuring environmentally conscious toys, toys designed with limited mobility in mind, and toys made by local independent artists, Mr. Sister is more than just a business.
They're an active member of the queer community and a place for all people.
Mr. Sister, more toys than the devil has sinners. Welcome to Aural Sex, a queer sex podcast where we know all the secrets of the universe.
This episode features a couple trying out some new things and trying to stay quiet in the process. Keyword, trying.
Enjoy.
Ever since Tasha moved out of her parents' place, having sex was so much easier. She shot me a text early that morning, "Let's fuck today," followed by a risque selfie of her in long sweater. She liked to keep things simple. Naturally, I responded with a winky face emoji and said, "Give me an hour." So, here I am, outside of her new place, quickly refreshing my dick-sucking skills with the RedTube video of someone deep-throating. It had been a while, and I wanted to be ready for anything. I also wore her favorite pair of red lacy underwear. She enjoyed pushing them to the side while fucking me senseless. Just the memory made my clit tingle. I eventually messaged her to let her know I was here, and in seconds she pulled open the door and smiled brightly at me. "You're earlier than I anticipated," she said, and stepped aside to let me into the house. "Excited?" I responded with a smile of my own. "Do we have the house to ourselves today? I finally want to let the futon creak as much as it can." She laughed and shook her head while leading up to her bedroom. Unfortunately, we're not alone. Once upstairs, she quietly shut her bedroom door and pushed a tote against it. This was our usual precaution since her roommates never knocked and barged in on us fucking, naked, or watching something too weird to explain. "What?" I said. "Is there something on my face?" "Not quite yet," she responded and slid off her pants, throwing them into the growing pile of clothes in the corner of the room. I licked my lips at the bulge in her underwear, barely hidden by her sweater. She moved to the right side of the room and turned on the air conditioner. Her cute little ass looked so good in those pink briefs. For a moment, I imagined the day I would get to shove my own dick in her and watch her squirm beneath me. But that's for another time. She turned back towards me. "How do you feel about doing anal today?" Tasha asked me while she slowly slid down her underwear. "I'm totally not against it," I said and eyed her nude body. "But let's first get my body warmed up." God, she was absolutely stunning. Her skin was the most beautiful shade of umber, discolored in some areas. Tasha's eyes were heavy with lust, which showed off her long, full eyelashes. Those plush lips of hers. She bit her bottom one and watched me watch her jerk off at the mere sight of me. I was impossibly turned on just knowing that she wanted to fuck me. She paused just long enough to grab a condom from the bedside and unroll it over herself. Tasha helped me pull off my jeans and then bent me over the side of her futon. Her new room was much smaller than the old one, and a lot messier too, so it was harder to spread out. Still, doggy was both of our favorites, and it got me to come hard almost every time. She placed her hand on my ass, gripping and caressing, sizing up how hard she was going to pound it in the next few minutes. Tasha then removed my underwear and pressed the head of her cock at my pussy, teasing me and herself. I looked back at her with a playful glare, and instantly, her hand held the back of my head and shoved my face down into the mattress. "Don't look at me," she grunted and spanked me for misbehaving. I yelped and she spanked me again. "Be quiet. I told you my roommates are home." "Well, then you shouldn't be spanking me. You know that makes me loud." Tasha hummed in agreement and used two of her fingers to spread my pussy apart. I could hear the wetness when she slid one inside of me for a moment, followed by her cock. The insertion was slow, so slow that I already felt the coming. Her cock was throbbing. Or was it my pussy? She held me by my hips and thrusted, skin meeting my own as she went deeper and deeper. I squeezed my eyes shut and opened my mouth to let out a quick breath since I wasn't allowed to moan. The futon creaked and groaned, but even Tasha couldn't care less about the noise we were making. She lifted my leg and pounded harder, her balls hitting my clit in all of the right places. Tasha, oh my fucking God. I squealed and ducked my head while my eyes rolled backwards. You fuck me so good. Harder. Pound me, mistress. Shh, moonlight. She moaned. You're too loud. My body was starting to get hot. A strong orgasm was near. Tasha gripped my hips harder. She pushed her face into my neck, and the first wave hit me with the force of a train. I couldn't control myself, and I almost screamed. Tasha let go of my leg and pulled out, only to plunge a finger in me once again. Get the lube, she breathed, and tilted her head towards the black lockbox on the floor. And the beads if you're feeling slutty. No beads, I muttered and reached for the box. Tasha switched up and shoved two fingers in me, causing me to shriek in surprise. You're moving too slow. She chuckled and spread her fingers, swirling them, arching them. Tosh, I can't fucking focus if you're trying to make me come. I retrieved the box and took out the bottle of lube. The cap flipped off, and the sweet smell of berry goodness filled my nose. Tasha took the bottle and poured some at the top of my ass. The lubricant was on the cold side and very slick. It slowly descended and pooled around my tight asshole. I'm going to fuck this, Tasha purred. She used one of her fingers to poke and prod at my asshole. Surges of electricity shot up and down my spine. Her finger pushed in gently, and the nerves in my ass welcomed her. As soon as she made it all the way in, I let out a long, airy moan. I almost came again just from the new feeling. She thrusted and I whimpered, not caring how loud I was. Just fuck me, I commanded, and Tasha didn't take a moment to hesitate. She shoved her cock back inside me and went back to her fast pace while my ass was still being pummeled by her finger. It twisted every kind of way, hitting areas I didn't even know existed. We were sweaty and making too much noise, but neither of us could stop. I reached under me and started to rub my swollen clit. My hips bucked forward and back into the double penetration happening behind me. The stars aligned. I knew the secrets of the universe. All that shit that you only read about happened. I screamed loudly. Neither my pussy or my ass could take more of her, and I collapsed onto the bedding, breathing heavily and shuddering. Already? She laughed and rubbed my ass. I'm just getting started. A spank. Get up, I'm not through with you yet. I managed to prop myself up with my elbows, but my legs and upper body would not stop shaking. Tasha continued to stroke her cock. She spread my ass apart and then my pussy, humming in triumph. Just as I was coming down from my orgasm, she pressed herself into my ass, moving with agonizing slowness. I groaned and gripped the sheets, then bit them to stop myself from shouting again. Her thumbs dug into my lower back and her head tilted backwards. Your ass feels so fucking amazing, Moonlight. I looked back at her face and then her chest. Her breasts were growing and they bounced slightly as her hips moved. Her nipples were perked up. I couldn't wait to lick them. Tasha pulled all the way out and then pressed into me once again. We both giggled for a moment. She leaned forward to put her mouth on my earlobe. The wet sounds drove me wild and my hips began to push back against hers in an attempt to make her go faster. She listened and shut her eyes as she slammed into me, harder and faster. The futon creaked even louder. This time, Tasha was the one who didn't hold back her moans. She lifted me upwards so that my back nearly touched her chest, and her free hand grabbed my tits, smacking them and pulling my nipples. The noise from our skin meeting could be heard outside of our room, and I was almost certain her roommates could hear us. Fuck, I'm about to come. She breathed and pressed her face into my back. In or out? In me, I demanded. Come in me hard, mistress. Tasha exhaled deeply and continued to thrust, slower this time. I felt her body shake behind me as she started coming. In another moment, she pulled out and turned away from me, rolling and tying off the condom and throwing it away. She then collapsed back onto the futon next to me. "Fuck," we both said in unison and laughed. I turned to her and pressed my lips against hers for a moment. "I know this is going to kill the still hard on you have, but I really want to lay down for a bit. That was a lot." Tasha gave me her warmest smile and turned on the TV. I got beneath the abundance of blankets she slept with. Suddenly, I can feel all of the slaps she had given me begin to tingle and hurt. She found a cheesy romantic comedy for us to watch and got under the bedding with me. I nuzzled my face into hers while she placed a hand on my ass, rubbing softly. "I love you," I said and looked up at her. The tiniest blush appeared on her face. "I love you too." I tapped her nose with my finger. "Next time though, your ass is mine. So we better get that harness ASAP because your ass is looking real good these days." She grinned and pulled me even closer. "Enough of this, you little freak. Let's watch the movie." I even got some sour gummy worms and Oreo ice cream bars. "Is this a coincidence or is this because you know my period is coming?" Tasha coughed into her fist. "It can be both." I rolled my eyes and she kissed my cheek, laughing. I wasn't mad though. She really was the best girlfriend I could have ever dreamed of having, even if she was a pain in my ass once a week. Literally.
Season 2 of Oral Sex, coming to you from AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island.
You can listen to more stories and find resources about sexual health, consent, queerness, transness, lube, and other good things at oralsexx.com. That's A-U-R-A-L, sex, with two X's. You can also follow us on Instagram at Oral Sex Podcast, on Twitter at Oral Sex X, and if you're feeling really intimate, you can find us on iTunes and leave us a review.
This story was written by DJ.
Thanks, DJ.
Special thanks to the always intentional Stella Mensa for our theme music, additional music by Joe Plyo, Tyler Twombly, The Lounge King, and Loyalty Freak Music. Additional sex noises from a video we found. Additional sex noises from a video we found called Sexy MILF Blowjob. This episode was voiced by Elle Tavares, who leaves us with this relatable content.
This is from a girl, let me tell you, who has like social anxiety, doesn't talk to anybody. I'm like such an introvert. I'm at home, I'm writing, I'm painting, I'm reading, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do something that's outside of my comfort zone.